Well, howdy, guys. Now, here's an Aston Martin. And, of course, it's forever connected to James Bond. Now, you may have heard Amazon's taken over the rights of James Bond, so that's pretty much the end of it. Although, it's pretty much finished anyway for me. You see, the way the world is now, you can't have a real James Bond, because it would be too misogynistic, if that's a word. You see, James Bond is imagination. Then James Bond has to be suave, cool, has to have a certain look, and also has to have charisma. Something very lacking in actors of today. I'm going to go through some of the James Bonds and tell you what I think. Oh, somebody's disappeared, they're not going to listen to that. Of course, the original James Bond, Sean Connery. He put the franchise on the map. He had the James Bond look, the charisma. And he didn't even have to act. He already had all those things. And that was the heyday for 007 James Bond. And then there was a couple other guys that played James Bond briefly. George Lazenby on the right there. I never really saw the film, so he was in much. And although he had the look, he didn't have the charisma. And then there was Timothy Dalton on the left. And I think he did pretty good. He had the look, he had charisma. And then this unknown actor was considered. Certainly has the looks, and apparently he had charisma. But unfortunately he had a drinking problem, so he didn't get the part. Shame. I think he would have done all right. And then we move into Roger Moore, was the saint. And he kind of brought humour to James Bond. And he had the look, and he also had charisma. And then, of course, Pierce Brosnan, who had the look and charisma, and probably my second best 007, I think. Well, until the latter movies, where they got a bit silly with his special effects. And then, of course, we move on to the last one, which is Daniel Craig. Now, he's not really a 007 guy in my book. He's a poor man's 007. I watched the first film he was in, and it was not a 007 film. It felt like a action movie, that's all. And he had as much charisma as a dead ant. And he hasn't got the look. So I didn't watch any more 007. As far as I'm concerned, it was over. Now, of course, Amazon's going to try and make one, but I don't think it'll be any good at all. Because there's no actors around that actually have the caliber to play 007. Males today are kind of, in comparison to years gone by, soft. Well, unfortunately, that comes across on the screen. All the things that made 007 the successful franchise for so long, they pretty much removed. And now it's just an action movie. Well, let's face it, they're ten a penny. For me, 007 died about the latter part of Pierce Brosnan's movies. And I think Daniel Craig's James Bond was supposed to be a moody 007. I think he just doesn't have any charisma at all. And he certainly, for me, doesn't have the looks for a special 007 agent. Come on, guys, way back when, we all wanted to be a 007 agent. He had the gadgets, had the looks, had the femmes. And at the end of the day, he always was the hero. Anyway, guys, just my thoughts. A masculine man. Kind of a rare breed today. Take it easy, fellas.